Malakarja, Kajimur Tashev, Shaw, Jerry Adams, August Tosola Gomsa, Gwil Shevsha, Gumoy. So, a lot of the conversation about Irish unity continues against, you know, the background of all sorts of gloomy and desperately sad and tragic and hurtful and genocidal efforts in other parts of the world. So, you know, I think we're in a very, very good place on this small island. And we send greetings to everyone, particularly the people of the Palestinian territories of Gaza and the West Bank at this time. But, of course, not everyone agrees with Irish unity. And there was recently a report, the Northern Ireland Subvention, Possible Unification of Facts. And that was published by the Institute of International and European Affairs. And it caught the headlines. And it contained the startling claim that Irish unity would cost the South up to 20 billion euros annually. And that, of course, was grist to the mill of those who oppose unity. But before the day of the report being published was out, contrary and critical opinions of the report began to emerge, with other senior economists criticising it for its failure to acknowledge that a united Ireland will not have responsibility for much of the subvention and that the amounts involved are significantly lower. So whatever one's view of the merits of the report or the accuracy of the report, or indeed even the intentions of the report, it did succeed in creating a debate around the shape of a future economy for the island of Ireland, and that's a good thing. It highlighted the absence of any planning by the Irish government and reinforced the call for a citizens' assembly to discuss future constitutional arrangements. And in a further contribution to the conversation around the future shape of united Ireland, Sinn Féin also published its latest policy document aimed at tackling division and segregation in society. It's titled A New Ireland for All, Ending Sectarian Segregation. And the objective of this paper is a shared society in which all citizens are cherished, respected and protected in a new national constitutional democracy. And the launch was very well attended and also got quite a lot of media attention. And among the contributors at the launch was Denzel McDaniel, former editor of The Impartial Reporter in Fermanagh and a political commentator. And he told the audience in some Comgall's Eileen Hoyle on it, there is a momentum building in the discourse about a united Ireland, about the economy, about what a health service or the education service might look like. And these are all important conversations, and I'm not ignoring them. They're indeed the new Taoiseach Simon Harris's disappointing start and continuing the Southern government's failure to embrace the conversation. But specific in this policy launch is ending sectarianism and segregation, and that is vital, Denzel said, in building a better society. Small conversations about the kind of shared society we want to live in and pass on to our children and grandchildren are important. Conversations about breaking down barriers, building trust, building relationships are crucial. I was talking, he went on, to a Protestant friend recently about what reconciliation really means. And he later sent me this definition. At its simplest, it means finding a way to live alongside former enemies. Not necessarily to love them, to forgive them, or to forget the past in any way, but to coexist with them, to develop the degree of cooperation necessary to share our society with them so that we can all have better lives together than we have had separately. So the new document, new policy document, it's available at https vote.sinnfein.ie. Need for step change to tackle sectarianism and build a better future for all. Okay, Aharja. Incidentally, Declan Kearney chaired the event, and Michelle O'Neill did the formal launch of it. And both of them also made very, very interesting commentary. I singled out Denzel's because I think he comes from a different perspective. Another man who comes from a different perspective died recently, and that was Sean Mackel. He died peacefully in his sleep on April the 6th. Sean was 91 years old. He was a beloved husband of the late Phyllis and a loving father to Kieran, to Sean, to Padraig and Donya. He was father-in-law of Kathy, Suzanne, Kate and the late Robert. He was also a much-loved grandfather, adagio, and a great-grandfather. And his family and friends, including Jim Gibney and myself, gathered at St. Patrick's Church, Saul, in County Down, for his funeral on April the 9th. All of us are the lesser for Sean's passing, especially his family and his generation of activists. Gunyani Giatrukra Arananam Uso. Sean's son Kieran put it well in his eulogy when he said, "Sean's life was blessed with love and sacrifice. And as his children and grandchildren and great Gumaleska, and as his children and grandchildren, we've been blessed with joy and love. As a community, we have gained from his vision and resoluteness, and we've been emboldened by his courage and strong character in the face of threat, persecution, and refusal. We are brokenhearted at his loss, full of sorrow and grief, but united in our celebration of his life and humbled and enriched by his legacy of practical contributions to our community." And that phrase, practical contributions to our community, sums up Sean's activism for me. He was also a progressive Catholic, a doer, a gentleman, a Christian, and an Irish patriot. Sean was born in 1933, and he lived in Servia Street off the Falls Road and in Britain's Parade in the White Rock. He was educated at St. Kevin's Primary School and then in St. Malachy's. He went on to become an architect. Sean and Phyllis were married in 1954, and they lived for a short time in Laganeel and then in Andersonstown, where they raised their four children. Sean McGuill is one of that band of visionaries and activists who give us the new Bombay Street after the original Bombay Street was destroyed in the 1969 pogroms. They give us the Urban Gaeltacht in Bohershoy. They give us Ballymurphy Enterprises, the Andersonstown News, the White Rock Industrial Estate, Garista and Fubble, the Rock Network Group, and many, many other projects going back to the mid-1960s. Have no doubts about their achievements. This is a highly successful group of progressive Irish men and women. They persisted and they prevailed, and we all benefited. They created the structures for education, employment, progress and self-help, despite the fierce opposition from an actively hostile unionist and British regime. And none of those involved benefited personally from these initiatives. Sean Mackel was a practical activist. He told me once that we needed to replace names of buildings and projects with Irish names. "Don't use the English translation," he said. "Use only the Irish, and that's what people would use also." He cited in Cumann Cluanard and the old Ardskull as examples of this. He said Sinn Féin should have done that with Connolly House, and of course, he's right. And Coulterdon is a good example of this philosophy, and so is Fela and Fubble. And an even older example is the name Sinn Féin. Gaelonid McGuill in Ballymurphy is named after Sean. It's fitting that plans to expand this facility are well advanced at this time. Sean was a champion of self-help and cooperative enterprises. He got things done. He and his compatriots made things happen. John A., na habar A., don't say it, do it, was their mantra. Gael, go smear is flahul, ni bay alahat on a rish. Gunyani gia trokra is suvnus shiri or nanum dilish. If you want to learn more about these mighty men and women, and especially about Sean, I'm recommending the book Togol Cree by it's Togol Cree, Sean McWill, and it's edited by Sean Mischel. And it's available from Ancaharu Pili and the Ancolternan on Bohar Nawal. So I've taken to reading a wee bit of poetry in these podcasts, and hopefully without interruption from the dog. But this is one that it's a poem I've always liked. It's by Brendan Kennelly, and I've just got sad news there about Larry O'Toole's son Darren, who died suddenly, and you know, as we're all the time hearing about people, Rance Strani from Lab Jurig in Belfast, and I'm sure all of us in our communities and our families know of those who are passing. Jardine McCann, the sister of Fra McCann, our comrade, Jardine, a great Republican in her own right, also died this morning, actually. So this is Begin, and it's dedicated to the families of all of those who have passed. Begin again to the summoning birds, to the sight of the light at the window. Begin to the roar of morning traffic along the Pembroke Road. Every beginning is a promise, born in light and dying in dark. Determination and exaltation of springtime, flaring the way to work. Begin to the pageant of queuing girls, the arrogant loneliness of swans in the canal, bridges linking the past and future, old friends passing through with us still. Begin to the loneliness that cannot end, since it's perhaps what makes us begin. Begin to wonder at unknown faces, at crying birds in the sudden rain, at branches stark in the willing sunlight, at seagulls foraging for bread, at couples sharing a sunny secret, alone together while making good. Though we live in a world that dreams of ending, that always seems about to give in, something that will not acknowledge conclusion insists that forever begin. I want to dedicate that poem also to the families of the Stardust disaster, the families of those young people who never came home, and to thank them and to commend them for their resilience and persistence and the great grace and determination that they employed to win their campaign. So well done, and well done to everyone who supported them. And someone who also knows a lot about determination is Mrs. Moley. And last week I travelled down to South Armagh, myself and Richard, to join the family of Maisie Moley to celebrate her 100th birthday. And Mrs. Moley is a fresh, sprightly 100-year-older, the matriarch of the large Moley family. And they were all in great form as we pushed back the furniture and gathered up for the singing of La Braha Honadit. And the last time I was in the Moley house was in March 1988, when Martin McGuinness and I carried the remains of her son, IRA volunteer Brendan Moley, from the family home to his funeral with his comrade volunteer Brendan Burns. Both had been killed in an explosion. And I remember all of that, and remembered all of that as we drove along the narrow country roads, and the South Armagh hilltops slipped past on the other side of us. So well done, Maisie. Happy birthday to you. La Brehonadit. La Brehonadit. Gnurian ta libsha. Luri majorish. Ur ella. Bannock tea. Shinnawil. Slan. August. Ahan rod jas. Deevsha.